Well, the main criticism is that the World Bank and other development partners, they've invested billions of dollars over more than a decade in an approach to health, this sector-wide approach that we write about, that by and large isn't improving people's health. And when you go back to the mid-90s when this approach was conceived, it was really conceived as a way to improve results on the ground. This was meant as a way to improve the way that aid was delivered for health, and it was intended to improve health outcomes specifically. And over the course of a decade, in which more and more money every year is funneled through this approach, we find that it's really not associated, by and large, with improvements in health outcomes, looking specifically at sub-Saharan Africa.
Now, you call these sector-wide approaches, or SWAPs, I guess, is the nickname for them.
Right.
Exactly what is a sector-wide approach?
A sector-wide approach is basically funding that's taken from donors. Sometimes it's pooled together into one pot called a basket. Sometimes there's parallel funding where different donors take different pieces of the health sector. It's meant to improve or build or strengthen a healthcare system systemically. And it's meant to finance the delivery of a wide range of interventions. It's really meant to align the donors and in a country around one program of work, like a national health plan that is country-led, and that leads to overall improvements in health across the country.
So why does your report, which is called Aid Without Impact, criticize that approach? What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong in terms of the concept. It looks great on paper. But when we reviewed the literature and when we analyze the program documents and we talk to people who are knowledgeable, we find that the way that they're implemented is not associated with improvements in health outcomes. And we find that there's a lot of focus on the process of coordination. And what's lost is the fact that SWAPs are a means to an end. And what they're doing is confusing process with substance and with outcomes and really confusing means with ends. There's a recent paper that came out and we included in the report that looked at how TB was addressed within these sector-wide approaches. And it says that while conceptually attractive, the integration of TB into general health services, as was the intention of the SWAP, simply did not occur on the ground.
And why is that? Why would it not occur? I know you talk about, in your report, a failure to monitor and ensure country expenditures and weak monitoring and evaluation of health programs. What is the cause?
One of the causes that we highlight is a failure to prioritize. We highlight one country where SWAP actually seemed to be associated with improvements in health outcomes for children. And what they did in that country is they actually found what most people were dying from. And they made sure that the resources within the SWAP went to interventions that targeted those causes of death. But that's not happening across the board. One of the main criticisms that we have is that there's actually been very little resources going to, you know, robust external evaluations of these SWAPs to make sure that they're working.
So what are your recommendations?
We have several recommendations. One of our recommendations is that when the World Bank goes around this year and fundraises from governments, the funding that comes from governments needs to be hinged to demands for improvements in performance in the way that the bank does business in health in sub-Saharan Africa. Regarding the bank, and this is not just the bank, it's other donors too, because SWAP is inherently a multi-donor animal. One of the recommendations is we want these programs to be independently evaluated at least every 2 years, and there needs to be resources available to do that. Number two is we want the management structure within these institutions to be contingent on improvements in performance in the sense that incentives are provided for management to do better. You know, right now the incentives in the bank are basically to get money out the door. And it's not contingent on how well programs perform. So we think that that needs to be changed.